This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Radio 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. It is Sam Craig on this 20th day of April, Saturday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. We'll be back tomorrow from 6 until 10. Got me thinking, Sam.
What's that?
As I'm listening to this, this is one of those songs I used to play an intro to when I do something silly with, like, Wall Street, Gordon Gekko, you know. So something money-related is running through Noel's mind, and I'm wondering what that is.
I can tell you, Coach just wanted us to pay for them charter flights out to Utah.
Ooh, them alumni emails about to be coming.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's all of that. But you guys should be, you know. Y'all ain't wrote no checks to your alma mater yet?
You wrote some checks. I read checks.
Yeah, okay. I sent Wolf Sports Radio a couple dollars.
There we go.
Yeah. Shout out to the media department.
There you go.
Okay,
you go.
So speaking of money.
Uh-oh.
We are going to talk about what I consider the hot button topic on Twitter this week, which was the WNBA players and what they make.
Or don't make.
Or don't make. Now, here is my stance. For somebody that's probably been outside dribbling a basketball 2 hours before school since they was 10 years old, probably not enough money. Probably not. But we understand the reality of the landscape, right? Where the money comes from, how people get paid. Revenue, right? Well, in my opinion, the WNBA is in a very familiar position. And if you watched my newly favorite cancel show on HBO the last two seasons, Winning Time, it kind of gives you a blueprint of where the WNBA, where the NBA was at a certain time, how things started to change. And if you follow the tea leaves of the 90s, you start to see, you know, when the money really picks up. So, Bird and Magic have this big rivalry in college, right?
Right.
Have the big game in college.
Yep.
Magic wins the championship. They both go into the draft. So now all of this hoopla is entering into the NBA in a time period where people felt like the NBA was at a 50-50 coin flip stage. It could make it or not make it. We just got the merger together. We're trying to save this league. The money looks a little bit funny. I mean, people were kind of looking at Jerry Buss kind of crazy. Like, why are you spending all this money on this league when nobody even knows where it's going? Nobody even knows if it's worth it yet, right? Okay, so we're growing the league. So the big players are making more of the big money. Some of the smaller role players, you know, they're diversifying their portfolios with, you know, businesses and boutiques and those types of things. Well, you know, your Magics and your Birds were getting endorsement money. They were, you know, advertising for the local Volvo dealership and the local Chef Burger and you know, maybe a Nike contract, maybe a Converse contract. But when I mention those local things, that sounds like NIL, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we're doing the mom and pop grocery store. We're doing the local Volvo. We're doing the local boutique. Well, and until the TV money picks up, in the late 90s, that's when these players start seeing these kind of absorbent, kind of bigger than life contracts, right? Like Jordan famously doesn't see a big NBA contract, what we consider big at this point, until he comes back for that last three-peat. Well, that's a whole lot of basketball in between when he entered and that last three-peat. Nike was kind of pushing the needle with putting the money in his pocket. Gatorade was pushing the needle, putting the money in his pocket. Hanes was pushing the needle, putting money in his pocket. I mean, we can go on.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
But that's where the women are right now, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to get your money by becoming a personality and a player in college. And then that is going to carry over into the game. The eyeballs are going to carry over. And it's going to trickle. Like I said, Magic and Bird got drafted 78. Jordan don't see this money until almost 98. That's a 20-year gap of seeing this growth. But right now, you're at the beginning of the growth stages of the WNBA. They're going to make endorsement money before they make real WNBA money.
Yep.
Caitlin Clark is going to make way more money from Nike. She's already made way more money from State Farm.
Did you see who was at the draft?
Jake.
He had on
Jake
his,
is everywhere.
He had on a red suit or whatever that. He yep. was front and center, man.
I mean, to get paid to be everywhere everybody wants to be is just an amazing thing, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, how about
I mean,
that?
They sent this man to the draft, the WNBA draft, the NBA Finals, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Everywhere they got a commercial where they paying top dollar, that's where Jake is. Mm-hmm. And Caitlin Clark is somewhere standing next to Jake talking about, like a good neighbor, X, Y, and Z. So that's where the money is going to come from.
Well, you know what, Elson, and this is something that excited me this week, though, was who I heard is interested in being an owner in the WNBA.
Ooh.
And that's Serena Williams.
Yes, I heard
now
that.
Now, that's the other thing. You talked about from one end the money coming, but then how about having someone who's an influencer and, you know, and can influence and can draw people and can draw the money? You know,
somebody get Serena Renee Montgomery's number.
You know what I mean?
Let's go. Let's make this happen.
You would do that. Well, I mean, she may want to come here, but I mean, they're going to expand. They're going to get some new teams. They got a new team coming for the Bay Area. They got to expand because you got number of players who got drafted who are not going to make the teams that draft them.
Yeah.
You only got 12 teams, and so that's the other thing. But if you're going to expand, you got to know that there's more cash on the way. And I agree with you, Noel. The players now are going to be able to bring that money with them, you know, from the collegiate ranks, make those relationships with those sponsors that are going to invest in them at the next level. Because, first of all, we've become more familiar with them than we have the men's players because they stay in school and
stay
at the same
school.
You know what I mean? So we're going to, as far as brand goes, we're going to be more familiar with them. And I think that's what carries things up. I really do. I think we're getting ready to see that. And I don't know who else would be a good, you know, investor or an owner like Serena Williams, somebody else that's got that kind of cachet, I don't know.
I think the Bensons should take a shot at it. I actually think New Orleans would be a great place to pull a WNBA team.
I could.
But I'm just thinking about who. Listening to you, this has been interesting. Listening
who else is the kind of money would Rihanna want to? Would Rihanna want to be an owner of a WNBA team?
I mean, let's call up Reba and them and get one in Nashville. I mean, there are places I think that you know have people attached to it with money to do it.
Yeah,
and that have like Nashville is somewhere that has stuff going on, but still has, I think, a sports market that you could get into.
They're looking to bring baseball up there, too.
I want to ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Because you're playing tennis here at Center Court Wimbledon, and you're throwing around some great ideas, and I'm enjoying all this. So to the money and the ownership question
yeah.
or speculation. I'm going to throw a name at you. You guys tell me. Very successful. And you're talking about female owners, right?
Don't have to be female.
Well, no, I know they don't have to be, but you've been mentioning ladies.
Well, so yeah.
How you feel about a Kardashian? Rich, successful. That's all you care about, right? So
No, that's not all you care about.
I'm just saying,
just rich and successful, but you know, I think in Serena's case, because she's been in the arena.
But what is she going? My thing is this: there's a lot of rich people. Steve Ballmer, we'll start at him. There's a lot of rich people that own teams. Then there's a lot of owners who help their teams get to the get success.
And that's why I was looking at, because of course, you know, Serena could decide, you know, pick a city and they'll probably put it there. But that's why I like the idea of a Serena and a Renee Montgomery, because I'm a Dream fan.
Yeah.
Right.
And that would put a lot of eyes on it.
Okay. No, you're absolutely right. Again, I'm just, when you started mentioning, you know,
I mean,
women in business with deep pockets.
And that drives another point home. You know, what has been the sport that a female athlete can make the most money? Mm-hmm. And it makes us go back to Richard Williams. He had two young girls who he knew would be pretty good athletes. And in Compton, California, they would play basketball and run track, but he put them in tennis. And they're multimillionaires. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's the other part of it. You know, he steered them. They could have, because I'm sure that – that's what was available to them in Compton during those years. But he put them in something else. She's at that level and, you know, trying to think of another female athlete that will be able to exert that kind of influence.
And again, all of this that you've been saying comes down to one thing. You can have a great athlete if they don't have that X factor, which is what brings the marketing dollar to them. It don't matter how great of a player they are. Let's take a look at the guy who just won the Masters last week. Top number one player in the world. If he walked into Walmart tomorrow, nobody'd know him. Or walked up and down in Buckhead, there'd be some golfers who'd know him. I just think that with this changing landscape, we don't know what sports, college or pro, is going to look like, correct? And where the money's going to come from. Because what we have heard over the last 6 months, very loudly in a couple different sports, is the players finally have the power, right? We've been hearing that. You know, players have power that heretofore they hadn't, whether it's financially or how to circumvent other sorts of rules and making decisions. And, you know,
we're about to see that with the NFL draft this week.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because what Harrison hadn't been combines or anything. And yeah. But he's going to be drafted probably in the top 5 or 6 players.
So, yeah, Caitlin is in the same position that Bird and Magic. But technically, Bird and Magic had to wait about 4 years to start that revenue stream happening, because A, Larry O'Brien was still the commissioner of the NBA. David Stern hadn't come in yet. And David Stern hadn't worked out that TV contract with CBS. Mm-hmm. So until
and
that
no
happened.
NIL.
Pardon?
So I said, and no NIL. So
yeah,
you know,
no, but,
a Clark
but the bigger,
and Angel Reese are, you know, ahead of them in that regard.
But nobody, the NIL then was the equivalent of Converse stepping up and giving these guys, them, Bernard King, Isaiah, McHale, of course, Larry and Magic, money for these shoes. And then you found out, it really wasn't that much when you think about what
no,
Michael
it was not.
Got and all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, those guys and a new TV contract is around the corner for the WNBA. That's when we will see the power that she brings, the existing stars in her league, and those ladies that are coming up behind them.
Yeah, this is the beginning, because I expect a lot more eyes to be on USC next year with Juju Watkins coming back.
Yep.
So
yep.
A lot more eyes on UConn, because Paige Buckner is coming. I mean, she's becoming internet superstar.
And the Olympics, too.
And the Olympics. I mean, like, this really is their moment to push it as far as they can push it.
I'm sorry, Noel. We stepped on that. That was great.
No. Yeah.
No,
to the segment. That's the conversation we're having.
You started something that drew us all in.
And
so, hey.
Yeah, I think when we talk about the money and the conversation, we might be worried about or looking at the wrong things right now. We should be looking at how it is about to explode, not how it's not there already.
Yeah.
Hey, Noel.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
This is for you. To that young girl who dribbled basketball every day going to school.
Uh-huh.
Today was the day of Michael Jordan's coming out party. Well, today was the day that at the end of his second season. He had sat, he busted his I think it was his ankle or something or whatever. He was out for the whole foot, excuse me. Broke his foot. He sat Stan Albeck, had him sit the whole season, and he was starting to feel better as the playoffs were coming closer and the Bulls had a chance to get in there, and they knew they weren't going to go deep into the playoffs. This was 86. This was the Lakers and Celtics league at that point. But yet he made them put him in the lineup, end of the season, and then the playoffs, and against Boston in that first series, he put up 63 points in the Boston Garden.
63-point
game, and that was his coming out party. They lost the series, but this is the day of his 63-point game against Larry. The best of those Boston teams.
Yeah.
That 86 team was the best of all of them.
I have a pair of shoes that says exactly that in them. It has today's date for that reason. It's a Celtic pair and a Bulls pair. It came in a pack to commiserate that exact thing right there.
There you go. All right, Noelle. She's got another Noelle's World tomorrow at 7:40. It is Sam and Greg. We are going to get into this 8 o'clock hour. We're up next, ladies and gentlemen, the feature that has, well, propelled us forward.
It's that time.
It's that time to give the stage to a 13-year-old or under. We are going to hear from Joshua Mosley up next. Going to talk to his mother, Natalie, first, but Joshua is going to be today's participant, and they got next, and we'll tell you how you can let us know about your 13-year-old or under who wants to get into this business. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app. Dancing in the rain, she'll make you live a crazy life.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.